Hello and welcome to the Dungeon Rats, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that takes listener encounters and weaves them into our own campaign. Hi, I'm Carlos. I play Gilf on the show, and along with Patrick, I'm also one of the producers. We've been releasing episodes for a while now, and normally they start off with music, a short recap, and then right into the game. But since this is our first episode, I thought I'd go back and share some info that you might want before starting the podcast. Don't worry. I'm going to make it real quick, 3 minutes, tops. But first, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for having the interest and then giving us a chance. We realize there are a lot of podcasts out there, some that have been around a lot longer or have famous people on them, but you decided to give us a shot, and we're grateful for that. We're going to try not to let you down. That being said, welcome. Welcome to our inside jokes, welcome to our loyal friendships, and welcome to our ever-changing game. You're a part of it now, and we're happy to have you. The Dungeon Rant started out as a live video stream on Twitch. Viewers would submit ideas, encounters, or magical items in real time on the chat board, and Patrick would weave them into our story as we went along. It was really fun, and everyone had a blast doing it, but after a handful of streams, we decided to switch gears and turn the stream into a podcast. The shenanigans we got into on the stream are not necessary to enjoy this podcast. They help with building our characters' personalities and with getting the players more comfortable playing in front of people, but those previous adventures don't affect the podcast much. The first episode might sound like we're in the middle of something very important, but we're not. It's just a cold open for the beginning of the real adventure. When we started the podcast, we kind of didn't know the best practices for running such a big table of role-playing players. So after the first three episodes, we invested in new equipment, focused on our recording techniques, and the episode quality increased tremendously. We added in sound effects and even write new music for each episode. So for those concerned with audio quality in the beginning, just know we go from this.
I did imagine I was standing in the middle of the room, so like I'm just assuming it's being set up right next to me.
Yes.
Cool. Like, right around you. Right around. No.
I'll be the bait.
Beauregard, you're up.
While still keeping my shield in front of the tiny halfling, I will lay on hands and heal her.
Okay.
So take back 7.
To this.
Fire blasts into the face of the cavern pillar. It shrieks as it gets hit. It drops you out of its mouth. You tumble down the rest of the cavern. The cavern pillar itself finds a new hole and scurries away.
So is she back with us or away
from?
No. Okay.
So she is down a hole somewhere. When she lands, she gets up, looks around, and sees a bunch of little eggs.
Now, you probably want to know more about the characters on the show. Great. I went back and designed character sheets for all 5 players. So if you're interested in browsing the stats and traits of Gilf, Rhoda, Bugfly, Darrell, and Beauregard, head over to thedungeonrats.com/character sheets. I'll also include the link in the description. Anyways, enough of me talking. Thanks for listening. Feel free to send us your ideas for encounters, and let's get to the show.
The Dungeon Rats murder the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. The gang known as the Dungeon Rats are Rhoda the Ruthless.
I'm Rhoda. I'm a dragonborn fighter blessed with thunder thighs to crush my enemies and impress my crushes.
Bugfly the Bewitched.
I'm Bugfly and I'm a rogue Darrow. My favorite hobbies include trinket hoarding, hugs, and building complex explosive devices capable of causing catastrophic damages to every man, woman, and child. And aromatherapy.
Gilf the Godless.
Gifted with a keen eye for detective work, while cursed with arcane magic running through my tiefling blood, I truly am the most dangerous of adversaries.
Darrell, the Demonic.
I am Darrell, Dust Goblin, Paladin of the Order of the Possum God, Servant of the Great Pouch. I have pamphlets if you're interested.
Beauregard, the Beheader.
I am Beauregard, the half-orc paladin, condemned for the sins of my past, but hopeful for redemption in the future.
And rot. The rotten.
Hey guys, I'm your fearless leader. I used to be a goblin, but now I'm just a hand.
Welcome, Guardians, to the first podcast episode of the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons actual play adventure. All the perils our crew faces have been contributed by you, the listener. If you want to contribute to the podcast, you can by going to thedungeonrats.com and submitting an encounter, plot detail, or item, or by following at thedungeonrats on Twitter and contacting us there. Additionally, I too am very active on the tweet machine, so please feel free to contact me at PatLikesToTweet. So, to catch you up, here is what has happened so far. The gang, known as the Dungeon Rats, have killed. They have killed many, but most importantly, they have killed the king, queen, and likely the princess of the Kingdom of Naporia. When given the option to defend themselves in front of the Court of Crowns, they admitted guilt. These crimes were so heinous, instead of being punished to death, they were punished to a life in the endless dungeon. This is where you come in. It is up to you to provide the beasts, puzzles, and encounters that keep them trapped. If you fail to challenge them, they will most certainly escape. So far, they have proven to be a powerful foe. They have freed themselves from the holding center by dismantling the power structure of the gangs in the dungeon and befriending the evil genius Rot. Rot is a goblin whose evil knows no bounds. And, as far as I know, he is still with the party, although his body has been destroyed. They even survived the kobolds when they summoned Tuvaris the Terrible, a horrible red dragon who captured their party member, Chad. All that was left of Chad was his hand, and Bugfly took it with her, that twisted little Darrow. While in the endless dungeon, they met Beauregard, whose crimes shall never be uttered aloud. He is still with them, too, and adds to their enormous strength and power. And together, they defeated our best creation yet, Skeleton Gary, a giant jelly skeleton who only wanted a hug. After the fight, Beauregard went missing, but the resourceful crew found another party member named Darrell, who is so sadistic that he put himself in the endless dungeon simply because he wanted a challenge. Together, they were able to swap bodies, and somehow Rot possessed the hand of Chad. Rot's body was destroyed by the evil Gilf, who was jealous of his immense power. Bugfly and Rhoda too swapped, but they wanted to be changed back and were able to defeat the T-Rex Centaur, who lived in our jungle containment center right by a waterfall. And that is where we are now. I'd like to thank Pranks, Punquility, and Theome for submitting the encounters that will surely stop these criminals from advancing any further through the dungeon. Use the tweet machine to follow at RogueTLDR, Punquility, and Theome. You can find the links in the show notes. And last, I'd like to thank BattleBards for letting us use their sound effects on the podcast. It is a wonderful collection of sounds, and they can be yours by going to battlebards.com. Now, let's rejoin the party. They are resting by the waterfall. Somehow, Gilf has fallen into a well and isn't sure how to get out.
Anyway, there were four other siblings born in my litter, my goblin litter.
Oh, you guys have litters too?
Yeah.
Not to interrupt, but I'm still inside this well. If you guys want to throw down a rope of some type, you can help me out.
When you mean not to interrupt, like you realize you are 100% interrupting, Gilfred?
100%! Please get me out of here!
I don't open up this often. And this is why.
You know, here's the thing. Is that, like, I really like Gilf, But he's really hot and cold.
I can hear everything from down here.
We know.
Has anyone else noticed that? That like sometimes he's really on your side and sometimes he's not on your side.
It's hard to read him.
Bellegarde comes crashing over the waterfall and splashes into the water and is now just drifting alongside right up to where the party is.
Uh-oh. Oh, whoa. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
it looks like a squishy log.
Let's make sure it's dead. I'm going to kill
this thing. Bellegarde. No, don't do it.
Who?
I'm just going to run.
Bella who?
It's run. Bellegarde?
Someone be my eyes. Someone be my eyes and explain this picture to me.
I, with my small frame, grab onto Bellegarde, and I am trying to pull him onto the shore.
Roll strength for me.
Okay.
No, you go crashing into the water.
Okay.
Okay, Gil, so right now I see like the water that we saw before, mm-hmm. and Bugfly was trying to pull Bellegarde out of the water, but she ended up falling into the water, and there was a big splash, and I saw a fish even jump over them. They look like they're drowning, but it's kind of like that time that you splashed water on your face, so it's hard to tell.
Oh, no, Bugfly, what have you done?
I don't know.
No, I don't know who this person is. Oh, I'm getting super stressed out. You guys, I can't handle this, please.
Do you want a back massage?
What? No, save our friends, Rhoda. What are you doing? Oh. You're the biggest one here.
My gosh, I forgot. Bugfly! And I'll go charging in, and I'll grab both of them and pull them out.
All right, roll strength.
13? Yeah. 12, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you grab them both, pull them right out of the water.
Wow.
Sorry, guys. I got really caught up in the moment. Yeah. Just love a good story.
Speak to me! And I, like, slap Bellegarde in the face.
Shoots up, and a hand almost latches around your throat, and then he stops at the last moment. I am sorry. I'm sorry.
I punch Bellegarde right in the face. Don't you harm her!
Roll against his armor class.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's a 4.
No, so it doesn't do anything.
Just catches the fist right there. I'm sorry, my friend. I apologize.
Who are you?
This is Bellegarde.
My name is Bellegarde.
Oh, not all at once. I guess usually say that people say that sarcastically. I was saying it literally. Please don't say it all at once. It's very confusing.
You gotta buy me a nail. Wink, wink.
Guys, I'm still...
Oh.
If anyone wants to help me out...
Bellegarde, Gilf is in a well.
He wants us to describe everything we see to
him. No, I don't.
That's what he wants.
No, I want a way out. Someone lower a rope or find a way out of here.
Oh. Gilf, it appears you're in a well.
God damn it.
I missed you.
Someone please just help me.
I actually have a 50-foot silk rope, and I knot it so it's easier for him to climb, and I lower it down into the well.
Okay.
And I just hold the other end.
Roll acrobatics.
One bit of it to you so we can really anchor it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4. Nope. You grab on. You feel like your right hand slip.
Like, no! Bellegarde! No! Bellegarde, your rope is broken!
It's okay. A knotted rope. It literally could not be easier.
Well, how about, Gilf, how about you hang on to one end and I'll just pull up the rope?
Yeah, and I'll help.
That sounds good.
Yep. Right, that's strength.
10. 6.
18.
15.
20. 20. 20. Okay. Well, we're going to say that worked.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
I'm just like covered in dirt.
Yeah. You look and smell terrible.
Are you unwell, my friend?
Did you find it?
Did you just make a well pun?
Yes.
Right on, my man.
That was a job well done.
And we fist bump.
Gilf, did you find it?
It just knocks you across.
There is no ring down there.
I seriously thought there was a ring down there. That's what Rot said.
Where's Rot?
Hey, guys!
He's like, Rot.
No, at this point, Rot is a hand. Because Rot switched with the goblin body with Chand and then was murdered.
What happened to Chand?
There is a magic well or water source, and we switched bodies. I was Rhoda, so I was like so big.
But I was Bugfly, and I could just like ride birds. And go swimming.
And then he stabbed me. He just up and stabbed
that's
me.
That's not surprising.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true. You have a weird glint in your eye like you're lying. That's like you're lying.
Definitely not lying, guys. He really did stab me.
Wait, where's Hank?
Hank's hanging out in a tree, like
good.
Cleaning himself. Yeah.
I think it is important to note that after a few people changed bodies, that Gilf was super interested in doing the same with me.
No, I wasn't. I was curious why you weren't curious. No, that's all I was curious about.
Well, what were you curious about?
I was curious about you not being too curious to switch bodies with me. That's what I was being curious about.
It was the most Gilf thing I've ever heard.
Quick thing. You two still don't know each other very well.
No, yeah. I'm... What are you? I'm not... What is going on here?
My name is Bellegarde.
Yeah, okay, I've
heard
that.
I have been sent to this place as punishment for those I have killed, much like you. Or at least these murders over
here. No, yeah, I came here. I actually came here under my own volition. I come here every now and then.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, so you know the way out.
It changes.
Right.
It's a little challenge for me every year, a little pilgrimage.
You are a person of faith,
mm-hmm.
as am I.
Guys, they've been staring at each other for a really long time. There's been like a 10-minute break of them not saying anything.
Do you think they're going to kiss?
Detective.
Are you guys going to kiss?
Are you guys going to kiss?
No evil.
No evil.
It is a pleasure to meet you, my friend.
Kiss.
Perhaps... our faiths can find commonplace.
What is your faith? Have you heard? Are you open to faiths? Because I've got quite a few pamphlets you might want to read.
I am open to all faiths that bring joy and kindness into this dark and bleak world.
What about like mostly fear-based faiths?
Well, I mean, fear has its place. The unjust should fear us.
Good or bad, you know? Who cares? Everyone, you know, you look at the bad guy and they're like, hey, I'm the good guy.
It I really see. Is the meeting of the minds over here.
Some time passes. You guys have just completed a meal. You're sitting around your fire, you're feeling comfortable, well-rested, ready to take on whatever the dungeon throws at you. Gilf, you hear a rustling in the leaves just outside of camp.
What's that? Do you guys hear that?
Yeah, we're in the woods. It's probably the leaves rustling.
What do you mean, it could be just about anything at this point?
Mm-hmm. Or it could just be the wind.
Maybe it's Hillary the rabbit.
It can, that's right. It can be just about anything, guys.
It's probably the rabbit.
Just about anything.
I hope it's Hillary.
I'm still detecting evil, so I'll just focus it that way.
Don't detect any
whatever
evil.
Whatever it is not evil.
Ooh, maybe it's that cute little Ceratop guy.
Maybe it's a celestial being or an undead or a fiend.
Daryl, you went from nothing? To something really, really big.
Where is it? Where is it? Any of those?
No.
It's not?
Show yourself, creature.
And I can't. I'm not sensing anything. Okay.
It could just be a squirrel.
Do you say that?
Show yourself.
You see the top of a head, like, poke out of the bush and then, like, go back down.
I run up and try to
punch
it.
No. No. I'm going to run up with you. Okay.
roll your d20. You just punch the bush and get a handful of leaves. Out of the bush pops a young halfling boy.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, God.
No, it's okay.
Guys.
Hey, dear.
Guys, I didn't expect to see anybody here.
Do not panic, young man.
We have food. You want some food?
I'm starving.
We also got a whole bunch of fists ready to punch you right in the face.
No need to punch me.
Yeah, all right. You better stay in line.
I'm just here to get my merit badge. I'm just here to get a merit badge. That's it.
Are you a Boy Scout?
I am.
Why?
Wow.
Why? Yeah, why would you? Why?
No, don't you know there are tons of dangers going on in the Boy Scouts?
Well, technically, I'm a half scout.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you.
Do you have a Boy Scout leader who's older and more wise?
I do. And I have a magic compass right here that always points in his direction.
Hold on.
And I'm just trying to get back to him.
I'll ask the important question for Rhoda. Is your leader single?
Yeah,
okay.
He is.
Hey, there you go.
In fact, he seems to have no interest in women at all. Which way?
Which way does your compass point, young man?
Well, that's what led me here. It's pointing
right at this waterfall.
Oh, boy. Hmm. That's probably not good.
This waterfall.
Well, lots of people drown in this waterfall, my friend.
And change bodies.
Would your compass point towards a corpse?
Yes. Yes, it would. It always points in his direction. You see, he's got the other piece of the compass, and it just points at that.
Hey, well, buddy. I've gotten to know this waterfall pretty well, and I don't think it's a half-scout leader. It just didn't give me that
I'm
impression.
Glad that we cleared that up. Excellent.
Gilf just stares at Rhoda.
Hi, Gilfie.
But that's besides the point. I am not going to go back to him until I get my merit badge.
What's your badge?
My badge?
Yeah.
I have to catch myself a blink corgi.
Right.
A blink corgi?
What's the difference between a blink corgi and a regular corgi?
Roll intelligence for me. Because within this world, there's a good chance you would know what this is. 17. Okay, so a blink corgi is a lot like a corgi. They're cute, they're small, they're furry, but they can teleport. Yeah, they're very difficult to capture. For this young halfling to get his merit badge, one of the things he's going to have to do is figure out a way to capture one.
Whoa, do you think if we help you capture this thing, your scout leader can show us the way out?
Oh, yes, of course.
Done.
Blink corgis, beware.
That's right, we're here.
Blink corgis are one of the most
The dog must be caught alive, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Alive.
Who would kill a blink corgi?
I couldn't kill a blink corgi. Stop staring at me, Belagar. I wouldn't kill it. I wouldn't
All
do that.
Blink corgis should be captured dead.
No.
You don't know the evil that they possess. Of the corgi breed, they are one of the most evil I've ever met.
Didn't
my
your mom
letting dogs
have
kill
a blink
possums.
What's that? Didn't your mom have a blink corgi?
Some of them can be good.
If you weren't going to return to your scout leader until you found this blink corgi, then why did you come here?
I got separated from the group, so I figured I might as well start heading in that direction as I try to find this blink corgi.
That was smart, young man.
Yeah, I didn't want to get further away. That's dangerous down
here.
Did you know there's murderers?
Yes.
I heard that the group that murdered the king, queen, and maybe even the princess of Naporia are here in this very dungeon.
That's so funny.
Yeah, wouldn't that be so crazy if you were talking to them right now? Wouldn't that be crazy if that was us?
That would be really crazy. Hey, it's a good thing I'm not.
Buddy, you've been going on and on about your mission. What's your name?
My name is Pimwan.
Pimwan?
Pimwan.
Pimwan.
I made you a badge.
Juan? Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. I didn't catch any of your
you
names.
You did smart.
This is why I'm glad you have this, because at the end, when this is just filled with your random drawings, it's going to be amazing.
Yes, I'm Pimwan.
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 I'm
Pim
really happy
Juan.
To meet you.
Pimwan.
Pim. Wow.
Pimwan.
I think you have done well.
Pimwan.
It was smart for you to do what you have done.
Hmm.
How may we assist you in finding your dog?
Well?
And murdering it.
No,
can't murder it. We need to capture it so I can get my merit badge.
So cute.
Oh, you will rue the day once you see that.
Ah, come on, Daryl. I can't kill it. Who would kill a corgi?
Rot, shut the hell up.
What? As your fearless leader, I'm telling you guys that you better not kill this corgi.
I already had such little respect for you, and now you're just a hand, so.
It might be a good time to put out there now that I've accidentally killed several small dogs.
What?
Whoa.
Wow. That's a confession.
My touching is meant to be gentle.
You're doing God's work.
But sometimes it's too hard.
We got a real love mice and men thing going on.
They're so pretty. No. They're such pretty dogs.
Don't pet me, Rhoda. Get off me.
What are you doing?
No, your hands are so rough. They're like razor blades against my skin.
It's because I was whittling.
I splashed some water at Rhoda. Rhoda.
Oh, now I have more tears.
Pimwan. Yes. Can you just give us un momento, por favor?
Sure. I'm going to look at my compass.
Okay, cool. Cover your ears while you do that. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Earmuffs, Pimwan, earmuffs.
I don't know how much we should be telling this guy, this little boy or anything about us. Like, he obviously knows that there are dangerous people, and I don't know who he works for or who he's with. I think we all need aliases.
Yeah, aliases. I'm right with you.
Aliases.
I'm sorry. Did you all kill
What?
What?
The royalty, as he has said.
Yes.
Hey, Beligar, can we get 5 minutes?
Hum
whatever ditty that you want to do.
Okay, yeah, please.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs.
These guys have no imagination whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't even know any. I don't even know if we should tell Beligar our real names.
It's too late. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true.
Very much too late.
And okay. We'll introduce each other.
What? Beligar, what are you doing?
Beligar, cover your ears.
Sorry, earmuffs.
Seriously, I don't know how much. I feel like what's in the past is in the past, so let's just leave it in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my new name is Jenny.
Wait, what?
You can call me Stacy.
Guys,
and
guys.
My name will be Gilf.
But guys, no. No, you're, no one's listening. No one's listening at all. I'm talking about. We definitely shouldn't be sharing more. The name thing's good. I'm glad glad you guys have the names, but probably don't use my name because that's me.
No, wait. How do you spell your name?
He'll spell it with a Y.
What? No.
Yes,
G-Y-L-F. Exactly. Yeah, I'll do it with a Y.
With a Y.
No, definitely
more
don't do
gender
that.
Gender neutral that way.
No. How about just like a new name, one that doesn't exist? Just anything you can think
okay.
of.
Okay.
All names exist.
God damn it, Bellagher.
I'm sorry you're very loud.
Also, I have decided that I will not judge you. I am also here. For
cool, I totally killed the king. I thought it was an accident. I thought he was...
Daryl! What are you doing?
This is a place of redemption. We are all here to be redeemed.
Not me. I'm here to get a merit badge.
My name is Stacy.
Ooh, exotic.
Yeah, I'm Jenny.
Even more exotic.
Hello, I am Gilf the Sorcerer.
I'm scared.
Yes, I am so powerful.
I know what you're thinking, that I'm probably really innocent, but I've killed before.
Wait, no.
The whole point of the alternate ego.
What?
Hey, Pinwon, can I just get 5 more minutes, buddy? Can I just get 5?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to get going soon, though.
No.
Come with me and show me more of this compass, and I just take them off to the side.
Well, look at this, and then I spin it this way, and it still just points in the same direction, no matter how I spin it.
Guys, for real, just keep it together for like 5 minutes, okay? Just don't say that you killed anyone, and don't use a real name that's over here.
Okay. I think that I might like Stacy better than I like myself.
I definitely like Gilf more than I like myself. So much energy.
Terrible.
What?
Jenny's terrible.
Jenny is terrible.
I hate her.
But use that. Use that.
No. Don't say that. Bug Jenny's lie. Probably really
no,
cool.
I'm the worst.
You don't have
I'm
to.
A dumpster fire of a human.
Gilf, you're the only one not playing along. You didn't even pick a name. Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Oh, I bet he's Morton.
What?
Yo, Morton.
No, I don't. Guys,
you're Morton.
No, I don't want to be Morton.
Your name is probably like Morton Salt.
No, that's definitely not.
Yeah, Morton Salt.
That's definitely
your name is Morton Salt, and you like things dirty.
Yeah, and you like to roll around in dirt.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Everyone else got to choose their own name. I don't even get to choose my own name.
What do you want your name to be?
You notice Pinwon, and he's like, I just don't get it.
Perhaps our friend Morton can tell us more.
Morton? You look more like a MILF.
What? What did you call me? MILF?
You do look like a MILF.
No, I don't.
Now I'm putting it all together.
Hold on. No.
Like 45.
No.
Yeah, you're a total MILF. You're a Morton I'd like to friend.
Hey, what's going on, Pimwan? My name is Mort MILF Salt.
That's a great name.
You notice behind the waterfall, rocks seem to have been moved.
Did either of you do this?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Wait. Maybe. Who knows what kind of powers my spells as a sorcerer can do, shooting out any which way as I develop more and more special magic happenings.
Stacy has a really long, dark past. It's hard for her to remember everything.
Most Stacys with an I do.
I love when Stacy talks in third person.
Me too. It's my favorite.
My favorite Stacy move.
It's just the only way that I can talk about myself without getting excited.
Let's go look at these rocks.
Yeah.
Let's climb through the waterfall.
Yeah.
Perhaps if one of us threw you, tossed you through it.
That sounds perfect to me.
Excellent.
I'm really good at throwing things.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am.
Stacy, your voice sounds crazy.
I mean,
Stacy has a cold.
Sometimes I'm menstruate.
What's that?
Wow.
This is a little boy. Can we just have a sidebar right
now? I have no concept for what that word means.
No, no. It's fine.
Your uterine lining has nothing to do with this little boy right now.
I just got really caught up in the moment.
Boys and wants to date boys. That's what that means.
Menstruation means love of boys.
Yes, that's what that means.
Yep, and lock that away in your... Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Perhaps your scout leader is menstruating.
Maybe.
Good burn, Beligard. I mean, Tony, I'm sorry.
Who's Beligard?
No one. That's the name of a dog we killed.
Well, is somebody going to throw me or not?
Yeah, I'll throw you. I mean, I can do it. Okay, so I'll pick him up and throw him. 14?
14, yeah. He goes flying through the waterfall, lands perfectly on a small cliff that's behind it, removes the rocks, and reveals a small opening.
Good throw.
Guys, this way! This way!
Hey, throw me! Throw me! Throw Jenny!
Okay, I throw Jenny. Mm-hmm. Jen fly.
I'll throw Chand.
19.
19? Yeah, perfectly. Woo. Boom, lands right next to Pimwong.
I can't throw him because he's like holding my hand, you know?
I go last! I'm your leader!
And I don't need to do a spell. Or wait, I don't need to be thrown. I just need to cast a spell and rocket myself through to the other side. Here we go.
You're not doing anything. I want to pay attention. Everyone, look, he's not doing anything.
Ew, it's going to happen. Here it comes.
So you throw Gulf? Roll strength. 13.
This Gulf? Okay.
Real Gulf just gets lifted, thrown through the waterfall. He makes it, but it looks terrible.
Classic Mort.
Hey, Tony, can you help me out here a little bit? I'm going to keep doing the spell thing, but you need to kind of help me out to, like, create the illusion, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay,
what's he saying down there?
He's dancing.
That's not how spells work.
Slam the earth around him to, like, bring up kind of dirt and everything else, and then shove him as hard as I can.
All right, roll straight. Pimwan's like, wow!
Ooh, yes.
23.
Damn! It looks phenomenal. Gil gets real jealous.
What are you doing?
Oh my god.
Whoa.
That's not how spells work at all.
Beligard is amazing.
That was some of the most impressive warlock magic I have ever witnessed.
He's not a warlock.
Thank you.
He's definitely.
Oh my gosh. Do you really know magic?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I'll take one of those pamphlets.
Thank you. Here you go. Please read it this time. I think last time you used it to wipe your ass.
She did.
I believe that is what happened last time.
I think I still have a piece of that left.
Wow. You are all in this. Pimwan is like, this way.
Okay.
Is that hole large enough for all of us, Pimwan?
Yes, it should be. And if not, I'm sure Gilf can use his magic.
Okay. Oh, he's incredible warlock magic. It.
That was so mesmerizing the way you said that. I feel like I'm hypnotized right now.
Guys, I do real magic, though. Like, for real, though.
Oh, you're also a sorcerer Morton Salt?
I thought you were a bard.
What are you? You're a bard, aren't
he's
you?
He's just feeling a little bit salty.
I'm a... Oh.
So you guys move forward through a long, narrow passage. As you get to the end, it starts to open. You see a room. It's not very big. It's about 10 feet by 10 feet. In the middle of the room sits a trunk.
This can't possibly be a trap.
Do you think that there's maybe new clothes in that trunk?
Probably not.
Or
is your compass pointing towards this?
It's pointing down the hall.
Maybe your camp leader's inside the trunk.
Wait, I have a spell that's detect trap. Let
you
me do it.
You don't have that spell. Stop. I don't talk like that. Stop it right now.
There's no trap.
I fully believe
it's
him.
It's untrapped.
I don't believe you at all.
No, the spell
magic.
Worked.
Why would you not believe him?
Wow. It's so good.
Thank you.
I'm really impressed.
As am I.
So I can just walk up to that trunk and open it? Absolutely.
Yes, it is perfectly safe.
Okay.
As she does that, I'm just going to like cast Shield of Faith on her. Because
okay.
I'm playing along, but you know, just to make sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like when my parents didn't invite me home for Christmas. I didn't get any Christmas presents. It's just like this.
You just open it.
Yeah.
Okay. You open the trunk. You see a flash of cat eyes. You hear a growl, a hiss. A claw reaches out at you and strikes.
She has plus two AC.
That plus two AC helps. It saves you. You feel this faith going through you that you've never had before.
Gilf's magic is working.
Suddenly, in front of the entire group, you see what looks like a large cat. It flashes and moves. It flashes and moves again. And roll for initiative.
Oh, no.
And Daryl, you are up.
For my first move, I will cast Lightning Strike.
Do you have that? I'm pretty sure you don't.
As a sorcerer, I have that. Here we go. It will take a full turn to cast as I conjure the spirits above to strike fear and electricity into the hearts of our enemies, which is a cat. So that's what I do. I just kind of waste my
time. So that's all you do?
Yep.
All right, Gil.
Can I see it? So I can
just briefly, as it is moving about this room. Sometimes it's right next to one of your friends. Sometimes it's back in a corner. Sometimes it's back on top of the trunk.
Okay, is the trunk open or closed?
It's now closed. He's now closed it and is standing on top of it.
Okay, so I'm down. Okay, I want to use Magic Missile.
Okay.
2, 1, and 4.
When he's getting hit, it looks like kind of confused. It's like, oh, ow, ow, ee, ow. It's not quite sure like how it's getting hit right now. But it stayed in the same spot while it was getting hit and then started flashing around the room again.
Okay.
I guess I'll take my dagger and sword and I'll just...
Yeah, run up and try to stab it?
Yeah, or just like stand in my one place since it's moving
everywhere.
And just start
waving it around.
And wave it around and see if it sticks.
Okay, go for that. You have disadvantage on this.
20.
Ooh.
6. Plus so, 4. Do I add anything?
It's too bad you have disadvantage. Yeah. That really screwed you on that one. So you're just swinging wildly, and you don't connect with anything.
It's always a connection if you hit it.
All right, Belgard.
I will. It's just a cat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you haven't really looked at it. It's moving so fast. It has cat eyes, and you saw a claw. Bugfly's the only one who's really seen its face.
I'm going to put myself in the path, open my arms, and go... Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And try and entice it in.
Roll animal handling.
11.
It like pauses for a second and goes like...
Pauses.
I trust no one.
Oh, you can talk.
I trust no
one. Wait, everyone, wait. You do not need to trust us, tiny kitten.
Excuse me?
But your time is running out as so many lightning bolts will come down upon you in such a short amount of time.
I hate you. I hate you so much. So much of what you do, I hate.
I pull a fish out, assuming a fish like got lodged in me somewhere. I'll pull out a fish.
Yeah.
And I will hand the kitten a fish.
The fish suddenly disappears. The cat is still moving around.
We are not here to harm you. Were you trapped within that box?
I trust no one.
Would you like to go back into your box?
Never.
Then we have freed you. May we have passage?
Never.
Well, you're going to die.
I tried.
All right. Bugfly.
Oh, I'm following Belagard's lead. I'm going to try animal handling, but in a way that I don't trust anyone either. I get you. We can be friends.
Mutual distrust.
Oh, man. It's a 7.
Yeah. So you don't see it suddenly, but its presence is still in the room. Mm-hmm. And you hear, I don't just kill for food. I kill for fun.
You're fucked
and
up.
You're all
real Gil, stop that. Stop that now.
I'm not throwing my voice, guys, for real.
Dead.
Oh, wow. Man. We tried, though.
That's like every cat.
I'd be okay if I die.
Pimwon, like, Stacey. Looks kind of nervous and, like, looks around and goes, oh my god, it's a displacer beast! Oh my god!
I smack Pimwon.
No! Get yourself together, man!
I read about this in my book! It's a displacer beast!
What does that
tell
mean?
Us.
Protection on Pimwon, so he gets with... It's an ability I have, so if he gets attacked, it's at disadvantage.
This cat's got eyes on you,
me?
Bugfly.
Yes. Why me?
Because you're tiny and delicious.
I'm not
I can't
delicious.
Wait to eat you first.
I'm going
to
kill you.
And I won't be hungry enough to eat her, that big one.
She's
but
not,
I'll kill her anyway.
Thank you.
She's not big. She's my friend.
Whew. Its tail like reaches over its back, and you realize that there's something sharp and pointed on the end of its tail.
Oh.
And a second tail emerges next to that. One of them strikes you and does 7 damage.
Jesus Christ.
That's not a god I'm familiar with.
Daryl, you are up.
I'm like kind of like embarrassed that like nothing's gonna happen. So like the spell I do end up casting is just bless on everyone. Ah. Oh, what is happening? Oh, it's a good lightning. Oh, into my friends it goes. Aww. Yes, this is such a blessing upon us.
I can
here we go.
Feel the electricity in the room.
Yes. Up to 3 creatures, so everyone except for Morton Salt gets blessed.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I don't get to control the wishes of the gods. You must have displeased them by not going along with it. You're casting magic missile. Okay, it's only going to give you away.
What do you want me to do? What
you're
am I supposed to
have
do?
Spells. You're supposed to have spells. I'm the only one taking this seriously. I'm the only one. And me and Stacey are the only one taking this seriously. What? Oh, what the fuck Jenny is. You know? Jenny sucks, okay? You know this.
Jenny's the worst.
I'm really into that.
All right, go.
So did it hit? He blessed these 3?
Yeah, everyone but you.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna try to firebolt him. So I got 9.
Just strikes the wall.
Ah, sorcerer, yeah, right.
We're on the same team!
Rhoda?
Can I set a hunting trap?
Yeah, you can try to trap it.
Okay.
How are you gonna do that?
Well, I wrote down that I have one. So I guess I'll put it out.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys have been hanging out by that fountain for some time.
Yeah.
You've been able to make yourself a makeshift trap. Describe it to me. What does it look like?
So, this is my trap. I'm really proud of it. It is built kind of like a classic bear trap. So, it's big. And it has like a...
Like a hinge.
A hinge, no. But
and like a little,
trigger.
A little
like
plate.
A pedal with a trigger, so like when something hits it, it snaps up.
Okay, cool. So you just like set that in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
That won't possibly come back to hurt us.
Okay, so that's how you use your turn?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is that my only option?
Yeah, pretty much. You can't like attack now.
It would take a while to set it up.
Yeah, so that's what you're doing.
I did imagine I was standing in the middle of the room, so like I'm just assuming it's being set up right next to me.
Yes.
Cool.
Right, right around you.
Right around
no.
Me. I'll be the bait.
Beauregard, you're up.
While still keeping my shield in front of the tiny halfling, I will lay on hands and heal her.
Okay.
So take back 7.
Wait a second. You're a paladin?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I am. No, I'm Tony the cleric.
Who's Jesus?
You're in cover!
All right, Bugfly, you're up.
What is the floor like? Is it dirt floor?
Yeah, it's a dirt floor.
I'm going to start kicking up the dirt to make it really like cloudy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm just kicking up a bunch of the dirt so that I can set, because he keeps jumping back onto the trunk, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to set an explosive on top of the trunk.
Okay, so you set up like another small trap.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's
so
a small trap.
Yeah, so upon contact, if it hits it, it will explode.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't think you need to roll anything. It's more of a saving throw for the beast.
Sweet.
Yeah, so you get that set up.
Yes.
Perfect. Pimwon goes, and he just goes to the corner and ducks down.
Good move, Pimwon.
The cat has its eyes on you, Beauregard. 2 tails come up behind it. They strike at you, and they both miss.
I shall cast Cure Wounds and bring everyone to even greater health than they've ever had. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
You are the worst.
Oh, like I feel my wounds healing.
Yes, your emotional wounds. Yeah. Yes, on Stacy, I'll cast on Stacy. Yes, you'll never be sad again, Stacy.
What?
Yes, I'm going to heal the wounds in your heart.
Don't take the only way things I like.
Wow.
Seems like there's a lot of emotional damage that came with that alias.
I'm not damaged. I'm only humanish.
I'm going to try to Ray of Frost this guy.
Ooh, do it. Yeah. You're going to have disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah. First one's 20, and then 19 plus 2.
Three. Oh, yeah. So you totally connect with it.
8.
Wow. Very well done.
What did you do?
I just Ray of Frost that cat. I just froze that little...
It's a displacer beast.
Ooh.
He's scared.
I see you turned your energy into frost. That was very impressive, my friend.
No, I did.
Yes, that was me.
So
that was
outstanding.
Tony, over here. So it was this
what
guy.
An impressive feat.
I don't even know how you did that. It was like lightning and then
Tony,
it was
no,
frost.
No, it was me.
Oh, you don't even know the extent.
What's with this Dugatz over here?
I play us a song, Bob.
What?
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
Pimwan.
Yeah, what's going on?
Is there a way to, like, make the displacer beast, I don't know, stop displacing?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are almost there. You just got to give it a reason to go into the trap.
What's a good reason?
I run towards the trap, and I'm going to use myself as bait.
Okay, so your move is to go right by the trap, wait for the displacer beast to come at you, and then, like, duck at the exact right moment.
Sounds good.
So you run up there.
Yeah. You stupid little cat. You're so stupid. Your stupid little face. You're dumb. It's so stupid.
I cannot wait to eat you.
Yeah, why don't you try?
The beast jumps at you. As it's coming at you, you try to dodge it, but you're not able to, and it grabs you in its mouth. But the momentum keeps it moving forward, so it lands right into the trap that Rhoda set. And the trap clamps around two of his six legs.
Aha!
You are still in its mouth at this moment.
Which two of the six legs? The front legs or
the back
legs? The back two?
Mm-hmm. It flew through the air, you know, it like jumped to attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it landed, the back two legs landed within the trap.
How big is this thing compared to me?
It's smaller than you. It's the size of like a wild cat. Like if you think like a panther, it's about that big.
So I'm going to jump on the back of it and like try to like pin down its like shoulders and pry its mouth open to let Bug fly out.
Two rolls. Acrobatics to jump on and be able to control it, and then strength for the pull.
If I see what she's doing, I'm going to try and grab the tentacles that
cool.
come out the back to help her.
Cool. Roll dexterity for me, because you both would be pretty much doing this at the same time.
Acrobatics, 7.
15.
Cool. You grab the tentacles.
And strength, 20.
So you're trying to get onto this beast's back, but it's moving too much and you can't do it. But you do manage to get your hands within its mouth. You start pulling, but you underestimate your own strength and rip the top jaw off, killing the beast. Freeing your friend.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes!
Well, I think it was Gilf's magic.
Yeah, the tentacles go limp in your hands.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Good job.
Really weird.
Don't
image.
Give me all the credit, but yes, I do deserve a good
that
portion of the credit.
If I hadn't seen you cast all those spells to slow it down, I don't know that I would have had the confidence in myself to do what I did.
I would say that you saved the day. Yes.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! There is blood everywhere! Oh my god!
I'm just gonna try to comfort him the best I can. It's not great.
Someone should give that kid a wuss merit badge. Am I right, guys?
What's up, Morton?
You're such a dick, Morton.
Wow,
Morton.
No, he's just a kid, Morton.
I didn't mean anything bad by that.
It's so
like candy or whatever I have in my bag. It's like not candy.
No, it's like a fish tail. Yeah. You like dangle in his face.
There you go.
I go hug him, but I'm just like covered in
don't,
blood.
Don't judge me. Oh, God. Don't judge me.
It's
okay. Yo, it's okay. It's okay. Yo, take out your compass. Where are we going? Yeah.
I want to take a look inside that chest, though.
Okay.
Oh, be careful. There's a trap. On top of the chest. That I said. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an explosive trap on the top.
Oh, okay. Hey, Buckfly, can you
What was my name? What? Who's Bugfly? I don't know who that is.
You guys, this isn't working. I know who everybody is. You're Bugfly. Oh, no. You're Stacy. You're Morton.
No,
you're...
No, hold on. No, I'm not Morton.
I've already figured it all out.
I am revealing.
This is Tony and I am.
And then you're Gilf, the most powerful wizard I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right. No, hold on. Guys, for real. My name, I am the real Gilf.
This Babbo over here.
This is the favorite show that he does.
I will reveal myself as a great sorcerer, Gilf.
Sing the best song from the show.
It's the Mort Show, and it's really fucking cool. It's the Mort Show. Everyone knows I rule. It's the Mort Show. I hate you guys so much.
While they're talking, I'm deactivating the explosive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You open it up.
Yeah.
Do I need a roll to open up?
Like, well, roll perception.
Okay. Natural 20.
Cool.
What?
On the front, you see a note. It says valuable. That's scratched out, and it says, do not open.
That would have been helpful.
Probably should have checked it before you opened it.
Okay. Can I reopen it?
Yeah, you open it.
Okay.
It's an empty case.
This cat didn't even poo in here. Anyways, guys.
Wow.
This is the first thing you thought of?
How come you're always telling me to not talk about my poo?
I was just...
Which, by the way, before we got
substantial.
In here...
Bathroom
I
break.
Big one.
We all say bathroom break at the same time. And we all go for a bathroom break.
End of episode. Hey guys, it's Rot, the unquestioned leader of the Dungeon Rats. I'd like to thank you for listening to our adventure. The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by Patrick O'Rourke. Logo and intro music by Carlos Luna. Bellegarde is played by Aram Verdin. Aram is the host of God's Fall, and you can follow him on Twitter at God's Fall. If you're not listening to his podcast, you are surely missing out. Bugfly is played by Serena Marie. You can follow her on Twitter at SerenaXMarie or on Instagram at Serena Marie. Darrell is played by Alex Colliard. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Alex Colliard. You see, that's smart. It's the same name on both. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. You can find her on Instagram at I Just Threw Up or Twitter at JustineFace. You see, that's smart too because they're both funny. Gilf is played by Carlos Luna, who can be followed on Twitter and Instagram at Reggie's Friend. I don't know who Reggie is, but he must be super vile if he's friends with Carlos. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. You can follow him on Instagram at ProducerPat or on Twitter at PatLikesATweet. I'll tell you something else Pat likes. He likes to talk about himself in the third person. Anyway, don't forget, the more you participate, the more fun we all have. Submit your encounter at thedungeonrats.com or by following us on Twitter at thedungeonrats. Well, that's it for Rot. And remember, true leaders always get the last word.